From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
My favorite time of day, DM Deep Dive time. This is the part of the show where we go through our DMs, or Maria goes through the DMs and hand selects a bunch that we get a chance to chat about on the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Christine is asking, there's a really funny clip that Mocha used to play of Roz. Roz was sipping his coffee and laughed at the same time, and Mocha recorded it, and it was hilarious. It was probably years ago. Does he still have it?
Do I still have it?
Play that again.
I have
the shock on Maria's face.
I have such a, it's almost like, it almost feels deja vu-y to me.
Uh-huh.
Because I had heard that for so many years.
Yeah.
And then it just went away. And you playing it right now, like, I just have all these crazy memories of that.
It doesn't even sound like you.
Of that sound. Yeah, I was sipping a coffee and I was laughing.
Yeah. Do you remember I used to take all the weird noises you made and put together like a montage, a compilation, and play it on the show every now and then?
God.
For example, I can do it right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
No!
Yeah. No, that's a gay thing.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Who, Oh, God. Give me your wiener right now.
Red neck and ass.
Wow.
Got a classic Razamoka right there.
Oh, my
next God. DM, please, God. Maria.
That All was right. longer than what I remember.
That's what Jeez. She said.
Shut up. Next. Come on, Maria. Let's move on.
Okay.
Be respectful.
I'm trying. Leanne says, when you have a two-layer box of chocolates, is it okay to get a chocolate from the second layer if the first layer has not been finished?
I'm going to say yes. It's your chocolates. Who cares? Whatever.
The top layer may not have what you're looking for.
I have no opinion on this. I mean, my opinion is that I would just say no.
What? Finish the first layer first?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I think if the chocolates that you really, really want, let's say on the first layer, you go through the chocolates that you want, and the rest of them are just like bum-ass chocolates that you don't
Let's say it's not
want.
Just your box. Let's say it's the family, right? Somebody brings it over to the family. It's the holidays, and you open it, and you grab one off the top layer, and you're like, oh, damn, that one was good. And then you look on the side of the box, and you're like, where's the other one? And you're like, oh, second layer.
Okay, so family, I would ask. I would say, hey, you got, I really like that one. I got the caramel in it. I see there's another one on layer number two. You guys cool if I take that one?
With my family, like, if we ever get, like, a box of chocolates like that,
uh-huh.
It'll be, like, everybody, we all collectively as a group open it at the same time, and then we're all trying all of them at the same time.
Like, doesn't matter, like, layer one,
yeah,
layer two,
like,
just,
everyone's,
like,
everyone's, someone has the manual or whatever it is. What is it? What's it called?
The chart.
The chart, yeah. And everyone's reading them off, and you're trying them. Like, that's just kind of how, my friends and I are the same way. So
yeah.
it doesn't really
free for all.
Really?
Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Free for all, Maury?
Oh, 1,000%.
Really?
You should see it at the Sherman's.
Hold on a
really?
Second. Why are you shaking your head like that in disappointment, Shem?
I just think if it's a communal box, I think that we should, you know, be cleanly. That's all. And I don't think you should be touching other layers. Just start with the top layer and then keep going.
Okay,
down.
So the
yeah, but if you're sharing it.
The Shermans go free for all. All hands in all the time.
Oh, like all at the same time?
All at the same time. Maria, all at the same time, all hands in?
No, like everyone's going one by one and picking their piece.
You take
and
a turn. What if you eat one, Maria, that you don't like?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you finish the whole thing?
I'll ask someone if they want to bite it.
That's what she said.
And then...
You'll ask somebody to finish the one thing you didn't...
I know, I won't say, like, do you want to finish it? I'm just saying, I don't want the other half. And then I'll be like
do you want it?
Do you want it? And if they say no, they don't have to have it.
And then you just throw it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I will not eat someone else's half-eaten thing if they've bitten it. They have to use a knife.
That's good. That's a good rule for all of life.
Oh no is right.
Yeah, I only put half of it in my mouth. Anybody want the rest?
All right, Peachy, your DMs. We got time for one more DM, please.
All right, Catherine says, "Does the crew have any phobias?"
What's the one that yours? You have more
like an actual phobia?
Well,
Hold on, wait a second. Maury's scared of electricity, right?
Yeah.
What is that called, though? Do you know?
Is there an actual term?
I think so, yeah.
Electricophobia?
Have you talked to your therapist about this, or it's just something you've always had?
We never get to it. There's too much on the list.
Damn. That should be top of the list next time, bro.
Yeah, it's called electrophobia.
Electrophobia.
Oh, you weren't making that up?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a great band name.
Yeah. What's your phobia, Maria?
I would say spiders.
Okay, good one.
Yeah, arachnophobia.
Okay. Ross.
I don't have a phobia.
Okay, yeah,
I'm a man.
Either. Cheesecake, you? Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to answer that now. Yeah, I have no fears either.
Is fear of commitment a phobia?
You are married, sir.
Little late now, Maury.
I will say dark open waters, too.
Dark open waters.
Like, that's why I will not go on a cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I cannot look outside and it be pitch black in the middle of the water.
Oh, sure.
Right.
And like there's literally nothing else
around you. Yeah.
And all you hear is waves.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
That's one reason to not go on a cruise. The people's the other.
Yeah. I have that fear of when you need to be at home.
What do you mean?
I can't remember the name of it, where when you go out, you...
Homebody syndrome?
Well, like, are you talking about agoraphobia?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's people who don't leave their home.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I leave, and then I can't wait to be home.
Right.
Yeah, that's just wanting to go home.
Not having a life.
Yeah, that's called homesickness, more.
All right, everyone, thank you for your DMs. Keep them coming in. They get to Maria. Maria brings them to the show. We talk about them. Doesn't matter if it's current stuff, back-in-the-day stuff, but thank you for the back-in-the-day stuff, because we got gems like this to relive. Great round of DMs. Thanks, Maria.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
For me recently, it was when my cat was sick. That was a very stressful time in my life.
Yeah.
And then we got the new cat at home.
Ozzy!
Oh, he's like an Instagram cat. If he falls asleep on you, you can literally pick his little body up and hand him to somebody else, and he's like limp. Like he doesn't wake up.
Aww.
Like if he's sleeping and you can just take him and put him on
the shelf.
So we fight in the house, right? Like me, Catherine, and Roxy on who's going to get lap time with him when he's asleep, because it's the greatest thing in the world, right? And then I've realized that I don't have boobs. I mean, I realized that a long time ago, right? But the advantage of having boobs is maybe cats love sleeping on boobs.
Oh,
right. So he much prefers sleeping on the girls than on me.
Maury, you should get a cat. Maria, what stresses you out?
Whether or not I'll actually be able to move out on my own.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because
that's such a stress. Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm looking at all my friends, right? Or like my siblings that like have significant others and people that they can move out with, or friends who have had help from their parents. And like they're able to do it because they have someone else, whereas like I'm on my own, and like I've just been looking at like how much everything is, and I need a car, and I want to live a life and be able to still do things, and like it's really stressful thinking about someone my age trying to start their life, but like knowing that like no matter how many jobs I can work, I probably still won't have enough money to live comfortably. And like a lot of my friends are considering leaving.
Yeah.
Like moving to different countries. And like and we were having this conversation over the weekend, and like all my friends are like, we might not even be in the same country in the next like 5 years, all of us.
I know quite a few people who I've heard from over the last little while who are even older than you are, Maria.
Yeah.
Right. But like in that still in those years. Who are And even as crazy as things are right now with Trump and everything else, they're going to the States.
Yeah.
They're looking for work just because of this. They could make half what they make here and live twice as good there.
I know. Mm-hmm.
You know what's not sad is the fact that we found a new nickname for Shem.
That's Pork true. Tart.
Oh, geez. Pork Tart. Yeah. I'm going to move.
Hit him up.
I think he might be stressed about that.
At Shem on Instagram, S-H-E-M. Hit him up. Whatever the latest post is, just go in there and hashtag Pork Tart. Please and thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. We talk about them every day. Wonderful round today. Thanks, Maria.
You got it.
Oh, recently, because of the weather that we've been getting and the time of day that we all have to leave, or at least for me, time of day I have to leave to get in here.
Yeah.
The thing that stresses me out is that if there's a heavy dumping of snow, if the plows haven't gone out onto the major streets, let alone the highways, because I know that adds time to my commute. Because when I get up, everything is time. Like, I got to leave the house at a certain time. I got to hit the highway at a certain time. I got to get into work at a certain time in order for me to keep the routine going, right? So I think during the winter, it's if the streets haven't been plowed before I get out onto the road.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. I think that's a good one that everybody's sort of going through. For me recently, it was when my cat was sick. That was a very stressful time in my life.
Yeah.
And then we got the new cat at home.
Ozzy,
he's like an Instagram cat. If he falls asleep on you, you can literally pick his little body up and hand him to somebody else, and he's like limp. Like he doesn't wake up. Aww. Like if he's sleeping, and you can just take him and put him on
the shelf.
So we fight in the house, right? Like me, Catherine, and Roxy on who's going to get lap time with him when he's asleep, because it's the greatest thing in the world, right? And then I've realized that I don't have boobs. I mean, I realized that a long time ago, right? But the advantage of having boobs is baby cats love sleeping on boobs.
Oh,
right. So he much prefers sleeping on the girls than on me.
Maury, you should get a cat.
I mean, really, you could have hit it. You could have thrown anything and hit one of us with that comment, and it would have hurt.
That's true. Hey, Pork Tart, you should get a cat.
That's terrible.
Okay.
Stress.
Yeah, stress. Go ahead, Maury.
When my celery is limp.
Okay.
Oh, when you run out of celery?
Like you go into the fridge and it's all like limpy and...
You should be used to that though. Yeah. Cheesecake? Sorry. Pork tart?
Oh God, I feel like I'm gonna bring down the room a little bit. My parents' health.
Yeah.
That's been stressing me out a little bit more than... They're getting older, you know, I worry about that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, like when... Like your parents...
when my celery
is shoveling the snow.
Uh-huh. Why don't you go help him? That man just got a new heart like
He has two sons.
Yes.
Well, he's got three.
He's got three.
Why don't you go and help the man?
Because Kyle lives there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so?
End of discussion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Maria, what stresses you out recently? What has been stressing
for
you?
For me, it's like whether or not I'll actually be able to move out on my own.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because just like...
God, that's such a stress. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm looking at all my friends, right? Or like my siblings that like have significant others and people that they can move out with or friends who have had help from their parents. And like they're able to do it because they have someone else. Whereas like I'm on my own and like I've just been looking at like how much everything is and I need a car and I want to live a life and be able to still do things. And like it's really stressful thinking about someone my age trying to start their life. But like knowing that like no matter how many jobs I can work, I probably still won't have enough money to live comfortably. And like a lot of my friends are considering leaving.
Yeah.
Like moving to different countries. Are. And like, and we were having this conversation over the weekend and like all my friends are like, we might not even be in the same country in the next like 5 years, all of us. And it's really depressing to talk about.
It's ridiculous.
And I stress out every day. Like the minute my dad brings it up, because it'd be like, oh, like I'll talk about moving out. And he's like, have you thought about anything? And then I just get stressed out and I spiral.
I know quite a few people who I've heard from over the last little while who are even older than you are, Maria.
Yeah.
Right. But like in that, still in those years who are, and even as crazy as things are right now with Trump and everything else, they're going to the States.
Yeah.
They're looking for work just because of this. They could make half what they make here and live twice as good there.
I know.
Right?
That's nuts.
And they, you know, they want to have a kid. They want to, because otherwise it's like,
live a life.
Otherwise it's, you know, you're looking at like what, like 35?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, and,
it's true.
And they, you know, to, when you're going to be able to even think about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, I just want to work. I want a house. I want a car. I want to be able to go on one vacation a year. And I want to be in a neighborhood that has a decent school, which that alone is just about impossible in Canada when you're 25 to 30.
And the sad part is, I know a lot of people who are giving up careers they've worked so hard for just to get a job somewhere else so that they can live a comfortable life. So you've put all this effort and joy into making yourself who you are, but then you just have to drop everything because you can't do it here. And it's really sad. But yeah, so that's my stress.
You know what's not sad is the fact that we found a new nickname for Shem.
That's
Pork Tart.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I'm going to move.
Hit him up.
I think he might be stressed about that.
At Shem on Instagram, S-H-E-M. Hit him up. Whatever the latest post is, just go in there and hashtag Pork Tart, please and thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. We talk about them every day. Wonderful round today. Thanks, Maria.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
DM Deep Dive time. Here we go.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Vishma is asking, I just listened to an episode of the podcast where Roz was talking about blackheads. I really want someone to teach him about exfoliation and skincare. I feel like he may be open to it, but I'm not sure. Does anyone have an exfoliation routine?
For my back?
Yeah.
No.
You do like a little scrubby scrub?
Who has time for that?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie, guys. I exfoliate.
Good on you.
Yeah.
I got to do it.
Your back?
My whole body.
What do you do? How do you do your back,
I have like
though?
An exfoliator and my face.
What do you have?
I do my face more than my body.
Yeah. No, I just get it from, like, I get them when I'm just like, I'm outside working, right? Yeah. And I'm dirty and I got to, you know, a shirt on and I'm sweating and it's summer. And then, you know, I just get like blackheads and stuff. Mm-hmm. I really don't care enough to start an exfoliating routine. Thank you very much for the comment, but not going to happen. Not in any
world. Not even
world.
Like a brush in the shower
No, that's so embarrassing.
But nobody's watching.
Yeah.
I would be embarrassed.
For what?
I don't know. That's like in the years ago when guys used to get soap on a rope.
Oh, I never did that.
Because no. We were like, we weren't responsible enough to like not put soap on a rope. Like we had to put it around our neck.
Uh-huh.
It was so stupid.
That gets so slippery though.
I know. It's so stupid. Right. But
regardless.
What is soap on a rope?
It's literally soap.
Okay.
And it's on a rope that
it's
you put around your neck.
So when you're holding it, right, and you wash, you're then supposed to put it back around your neck so like you don't drop it or lose it or whatever.
Stupid.
Right? It was the number one Christmas gift in the 80s.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not
using
that.
You're not exfoliating at all.
Nor am I getting one of those gloves that people have sometimes.
Oh, I love those.
Ugh, the glove.
I'm not getting one either.
Do you have a glove?
How do you think I exfoliate?
You have a glove?
I have a glove.
Like one or two?
One.
Just one glove?
Yeah.
You don't go double-handed?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because you rotate the glove, or if you don't want to use a glove, you could use a sugar scrub.
Uh-huh.
What's a sugar scrub?
It's like rubbing sand on your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've used exfoliation stuff before.
But you're not supposed to exfoliate all the time. Like your face, you're only supposed to exfoliate like once to twice a week, and your body like once to twice a week as well.
I've done pretty well over the years.
Skin feels good, right?
Yeah,
and I get it. I get ritual. Like, I really understand ritual. Like, when somebody, like, really works that into their life and you enjoy it, and I get all that stuff. It's just not for me. I think it's a sign of weakness.
Oh, dude. Anyway. Dusty has to stay over there, bro. I'll be glowing all day. Next DM, please.
Glowing.
Natasha says, what is the one thing you have to always travel with? And I know Shem's answer is his CPAP machine for obvious reasons.
Wow. Yeah, because he doesn't want to die on vacation.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right?
You know, I will say, when the show took a trip to Jamaica last year, I was very surprised, Shem, by the machine. Like, I didn't see the machine, but I saw the carrying case. I picture like a giant device that is like that you roll around like a suitcase, basically, right? And a big jet fighter mask and, you know, like you desperately needing oxygen, which you obviously do. But like I just thought this big contraption had to travel. And when you were rolling with us, mm-hmm. you literally had like a small, it looked like a small like tech travel case that had the CPAP machine in it.
I was fully expecting Shem to show up with like a droid, like an R2 unit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Right?
A vacuum.
Like, yeah, like that kind of thing. Like just something huge on a stand, right?
No, it looks like almost like a laptop.
It does.
Case is really what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. So what does the machine look like that you have?
It's like this sort of rectangle box almost that you can put water in and then attach the hose and then the mask and then you're good.
And then does it make noise? Like, is it loud?
It's very, very faint. Oh, very, okay. very, very faint. It's all almost right. like white noise.
Do you get lines on your face from the mask when you wake up in the morning?
You know, I used to, but that's because I was wearing it way too tight. But now they've suited it very comfortably for me. So, yeah, mm-hmm. no mask. No, sorry, no lines on my
face.
I'd
like to try that one day.
Sure. I clean it all the time.
Yeah.
I can give it to you.
Yeah.
You should bring it in.
Does it feel nice? Like when it's happening, when it's
like
doing
you want to hold on. You want to try it just for like while you're awake, or you want to try it when you're sleeping?
You want to put it on one day.
You don't want to try it when you're awake.
Why?
It's very overwhelming. At least for me. Like you got to be like falling asleep to put it on.
But
what does
it do? Does it shoot like
It shoots air. It just shoots a bunch of air up your nose.
Right.
It's very intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so to be awake for that is a lot.
Yeah. I might like that. Maybe that's going to be my exfoliating. You know, like maybe you can sit there and scrub and. I may find my solace in like a CPAP machine when I don't even have sleep apnea. Like maybe that's going to be my thing.
You kidding me? Bro, it's not a hookah. Maria, what is it that you travel with? You have to travel with. It's always in either your suitcase or your carry-on, whatever.
For me, I would say sunscreen and moisturizer.
Yeah. Well, sunscreen's very important for sure.
Yeah. Damn it, Maury.
I travel with a post-it that Matthew wrote to me one time when I was traveling that just says, love you, and a Polaroid of Matthew and Andy.
Where do you keep the post-it?
It's in a book.
So you bring a book?
But I keep moving the post-it like from book to book.
Yeah. Oh, what is it, and how long ago was this that he wrote that?
8 years ago.
God, it's still sticky?
No, it's not sticky anymore.
Oh.
And does he know that you bring that note with him?
Yeah, and he goes, I wish I never wrote that then if you're going to take it everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's what love looks like. Next DM, please, Maria. Time for one more.
All right, Wesley says, what's your favorite board game to play?
You have one, Maria?
Yeah, I got two.
Go.
Codenames and Monopoly.
Oh, good one. Yeah. Roz?
Scrabble, definitely. Mm-hmm. Trouble, Pop-O-Matic Trouble. Mm-hmm. We love that game. And Rox and I really love playing chess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheesecake. You don't play board games.
Monopoly, for sure. Okay, really? Oh, my God. That's my game.
Yeah. All right. Damn, Absolutely.
More. Monopoly and chess.
Okay. You play chess?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Did not know that. All right. Yeah. Great round of DMs. Thank you, everyone, for all of your submissions. Keep them coming in. And we talk about them every day on the show. That was wonderful. Thank you, Maria.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Time once again for the DM deep dive. Love this part of the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Today, Tori says, I have a tongue twister for the team to try. So I sent it to you all.
Oh my gosh.
And take a turn.
Shem, you're first.
No way, I'm out, man. Shem, you're first.
Go ahead.
Should we do it like the last time where you have to say it as fast as you can for like 15 seconds?
That's the purpose of a tongue twister.
You're supposed to say it fast.
Look how long this is.
No, I'm saying for like a period of time.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay, Shem, go ahead.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematics. Oh, gosh. A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize mathematics... A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically, why can't I mathematize... Damn. I can't even breathe this. Okay. A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically, why can't I mathematize mathematics mathematically like a mathematician mathematizes mathematics?
Let me just read it out so people understand what it is, okay?
Sure.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically, why can't I mathematize mathematics mathematically like a mathematician mathematizes mathematics mathematically?
Jesus.
So that's what you're supposed to say. Okay, damn it, Maury, you're up.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize mathematically...
I'm going to let you slow down a little bit because I don't think you even got a shot at this.
What happened to your voice, bro?
Slow down a little. Go ahead.
A mathematician can mathematize, mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize mathematically, why can't I mathematize mathematically like a mathematician? Okay, just start again.
One more time. One more time. Go ahead.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematically.
One more time.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically.
Slow it down.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize.
It sounds like he's glitching.
Yeah, big time. Okay, you're done.
Okay, Mocha, go ahead.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize mathematically,
okay, pause for one second. You're all saying it wrong. It's mathematize.
Oh, a mathematician can mathematize
Go ahead.
A mathematician can mathematize.
That's where it gets the tongue. One more time.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematically. So if a mathematician can
Keep going. One more time. Slow down a little bit. Just slow down a little.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematize.
One more time.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize.
I know what it's going to get you, okay? So I really need you to focus on that one part, okay? So just really, really focus on that second mathematize. There's a second mathematize in there. You got to get to the second one, okay?
A mathematician can mathematize mathematics.
Okay. Now historically, we've all been shocked because Maria is incredibly good at tongue twisters.
Yeah, you're really good.
Guys, I don't know. This one's hard.
Okay, so Maria, I'm going to give you 2 seconds here just to sort of figure out where it's all going to go wrong for you. Okay. You comfortable?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, Maria, in 3, 2, 1, go.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically. So, if a mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically, why can't I mathematize mathematics mathematically like a mathematician mathematizes mathematics mathematically?
Oh, my God!
What?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like a secret talent.
Yeah.
A mathematician can mathematize mathematics. Next DM.
Steven says, how many times a day do you guys think you swear in your head?
Ugh, I have never counted, but I'm sure it's a lot.
I swear more out loud than in my head.
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that's what I sit around going, in my head? Right?
Like, I would assume so.
No, like if I bump my, no, I don't think I swear all that much in my head. I think I'm pretty like clean in my head.
No, I think I swear in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it would be a lot because I swear a lot during the day.
Right. But I don't know if I, does anybody swear a lot? Who swears more in their head than out loud? More? You swear more in your head?
Tons.
Over what though?
Because if I'm in the elevator with Sir Smokes a Lot from my condo, I can't tell him off out loud. So I do it in my head.
And what do you say? We can bleep it. Like what, I'm like,
no, I can't.
Why not?
We're going to bleep it.
Because Matthew and I really don't like him because he complains about us all the time. So in my head, I'm like, why aren't you dead yet?
Oh my God. Then you should be encouraging him to smoke.
Right?
Keep smoking.
Go for another beautiful day for a ciggy, huh?
Why don't you watch him buy him a carton of cigarettes?
Yes. Buy him more.
Here you go, sir. Right? Sir smokes a lot.
A scarf and an umbrella for those chilly days. Right?
Yo, just leave a carton down at the front desk at concierge and let him know.
Yeah.
Right? XO Mori.
Oh, filterless, too. From the Indian Reserve. Get him the good ones.
So when he complains about you guys, what's he complaining about?
Oh, if we don't carry Andy, through the back because you're supposed to carry your dogs in common areas. And if we don't carry Andy, he'll go right to concierge going, those two gays aren't carrying their dog.
Wow.
That sounds like
a friendly place to live.
Yeah, I know. Anybody else here? Maria, you swear a lot in your head?
No, I just swear out loud.
Yeah.
I probably should swear less, to be honest with you.
Cheesecake? You don't seem like that.
I don't really swear a whole lot, both in my head and out loud.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for all the DMs. This is a fun one. A mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically. So if a mathematician can mathematize mathematics mathematically, why can't I mathematize mathematics mathematically like a mathematician mathematizes mathematics?
Oh!
So close!
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Here we go! DM Deep Dive time.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Daniela wrote in saying, hey, Maria, do you have any more Euro or EDM song recommendations similar to Freed from Desire? Because that song slaps. God. Don't listen to Roz.
I got a message the other day from somebody that said that they were out somewhere and they heard that goddamn song that Maria likes.
Yeah? And?
No, they hated it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. They were upset.
I've had every class at Barry's with that song.
They end it?
Every single time in there, they end it. It makes me think of Maria and I'm just like, there's that damn song.
I could never. This is it, right?
Yeah. Hi, Maria. What do you got for Roz today?
All right. This is a new song by one of my favorite DJs. It's definitely going to be one of the songs of the summer. Mm-hmm. It's called Dreamin' by Dom Dalla.
Oh, I know this song. Sunny I love it. Days, it's such a pretty this song place. Is good. This song I is good. I see a smiling face. Woke up and now I think I'm dreaming. All my friends, so sweet and innocent. The story never I agree. Ends. This is a woke wicked, wicked song. Woke up and now I think I'm dreaming. Sunny days, it's such a pretty place. I see a smiling face. Woke up and now I think I'm dreaming. Roz, you have your eyes closed right now. You trying to get into the vibe? Keep listening. Keep listening.
Yeah.
The beat drop is really good.
Thoughts so far?
Yeah, I don't Before hate it. I mean, I hate it, but I don't hate it nearly as much as that other one. I mean, it's still awful, right?
It's not awful.
It's still awful, but it's the lesser of two evils.
Like, you would prefer this over Freedom Desire? Oh,
any day. Any day. It's such a pretty
place. I'll see a smiling face. Woke up and now I think I'm dreaming. My face so sweet and innocent. Oh, that's a song right here.
Oh, song of the summer.
Okay, let's not go too far. This is a time and place song, right? Like, definitely. This is a... You know, massive club, already lit, already sweating. This comes on. You're sort of lost in yourself and in the room, and you enjoy it, right? Yeah. But nowhere else in the world at any other time should anybody be listening to this.
I put this on the minute I get in my car and I leave my neighborhood, and it's like, down my street.
Yeah, that's a great song.
We used to call people like you a Gino.
Gina?
No, a Gino.
Oh, damn.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, next DM, Maria.
Slav says, what was the last movie you watched in a theater?
Took Cruz to watch Dogman a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really? Huh? Mm-hmm.
That was the last movie we saw.
The last movie I saw in a theater.
Where you didn't fall asleep, Roz.
Oh, no. The last movie I saw in a theater was the first Joker.
That was in 20...
Before the pandemic.
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, that was the last time I went to a movie theater. Yeah,
Maria, last movie in the theater?
Baby Girl.
When was that? That was like...
2 months ago?
I was going to say, December.
Catherine watched that movie and...
Is that Nicole Kidman?
Yeah. It's the one... Okay. Yeah, you can believe this, right?
Yeah.
It's the Nicole Kidman...
Yeah.
That's the movie you warned Maria about as well.
Right, how was it?
To say, be prepared for the... Please tell me you didn't go see that with your parents.
No. I went with my friends.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was...
It made Catherine uncomfortable.
It, honestly, the entire theater was like making like, oh, the whole time. Like everybody was just laughing because it was very awkward.
Yeah.
Also,
because the male in it, I guess, is so much younger than she is.
Yeah, and like they didn't pick a guy that's like, he looks... You know, older in his 20s, like he just looks like a baby.
Yeah.
So it doesn't like it. It feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like bossing her around and stuff.
Yeah. And like
go stand in the corner.
She's
kind of
acting
like,
a dog.
And he makes her crawl around on the floor and
drink
stuff
milk
like that.
Out of a bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, did you see this, Maury?
I did. I saw it at the film festival.
What did you think?
It was incredibly uncomfortable. And then I watched it again.
Again.
Last week with Matthew at home.
Oh, as a couple?
Yeah.
You watched Nicole Kidman? Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of couples in there.
Were there really?
Yeah,
date
like
night?
It was. Yeah, it was like me and my friends, and then everybody else in the theater was couples.
That does not sound like a watch more than once type movie.
I had one question the whole time we were watching.
Which was what?
How does Keith Urban watch this?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
That stuff's hard.
That's what she said. We got time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Frankie says, I'm new listening to the show, and I have to ask. Listening back on the podcast where everyone sounds so different. Maury seems like he's battling a constant nasal issue now versus before. Mm-hmm. Roz sounds less deep. Mocha yells less. Shem sounds the same. And where did Maria get her raspy voice from?
Shout out to me. Consistency.
All right. Maria, where'd you get your raspy voice from?
I've just always sounded like this.
Thank you. Roz?
I don't know.
Age?
I don't know. I don't think so. I will say this, though, just because even going through and listening to the docuseries, mm-hmm. our old studio, I liked my microphone way better in the old studio.
Why?
Because it sounded better.
Oh, really?
It sounded better. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I remember when we came to this studio for the first time, I hated it because years ago, you have to talk to these engineers, right? And I remember years ago, we had a conversation about how I wanted my mic to sound when we started the show. And I didn't really know how to articulate it. And so what I told the engineer at the time was, I said, I don't know exactly what you need to do, but make it sound like and thunder.
Oh, right, wow. Right? Okay. and
it was the only thing that came to mind at the time.
And you probably
right?
walked out of there like,
No, I came in the next day and I plugged it in and we did the show. And I'm like, that's thunder.
Okay. Right. And if you understood the assignment.
And if you remember, I had a preset on my box, on my thing, and they had put a Roz sticker on it, right? Because if anybody else sat there, they could use another one. And I took the Roz sticker away and I put a sticker on there that just read sexy. Yeah. So, because mine was like the sexy preset, right? And then we moved down here and I don't have the same processing anymore.
Maury, you think you got a nasal issue now?
I think I always have.
You guys think I yell less now?
You yell way less now.
Do I really?
Way less now.
Especially when we do retro, I've noticed that like in 99.9% of the clips, you're just screaming.
Really?
Yeah. You used to yell a lot.
You're yelling. Do I need to get back to that?
No.
I need to get back to that. Thank you everybody for all your DMs. We'll do this again next time. Thanks, Maria.
No problem.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.